want to love you, then my heart just won't let me be right. Cause I'm drowned in you and I won't pull through without you by my side. I'd give my all to have just one more night.
So y'all are with your boy. Man, listen, as we go into this Mercury retrograde, I need you to get yourself in your prayer closet. I need you to get your spiritual sage. I need you to get whatever it is that you need to get so you can get in tune with you, because there's going to be some people in this season that you are going to have to tell them about themselves. Listen, let me say that one more time. There are going to be some people in this retrograde season that you're going to have to tell them about themselves. Not because you don't like people, not because you're evil at people, but as we go back into what's called normal society, America has fucking lost its fucking mind. So if you need mental therapy, if you need spiritual warfare, if you need to sage your house down so you can get back into your spiritual element, if you need to get whatever it is that you need to get so that you can be great, so you can get back to getting all that it is that you have gotten to, then let's go, because it's time. Your mental health has to be at an all-time high. Your spiritual health has to be at an all-time high. Your emotional health has now got to be at an all-time high, because they are getting ready to assassinate your character. They are getting ready to attack your moral fortitude. But let's go ahead and say, you know what, bruh? We ain't ready for all that, so go ahead and chill out now. Go on, sit over there. Go on, sit over there now. This is not a level of disrespect. This is not a I don't like you. This is not a I hate you moment. This isn't one of those situations where we're looking at people and saying that we don't want anything to do with you. But what we are saying, guys, that we are no longer getting ready to deal with the bullshit. Now, I know I usually give y'all a more seductive, a more interactive, a more loving and festive welcome to the show. But I thought it was important. I thought it was dubiously important that I have an actual real conversation with y'all to start off tonight. Not because y'all don't deserve the rest of everything that I'm going to give y'all anyway, but I think sometimes people need to hear the truth. Not because they don't like the truth, not because they don't want to hear the truth, not because they don't care about the truth, but sometimes we just got to be reminded of the truth. It's not a hate other people situation. It's not a hate other people moment. It is a moment where we are now recognizing that it is important to not only love ourselves, but to love other people. it is important that we give everything that we must give, and everything that we got to give, we going to give because we will give. All right? All right, y'all, so let's get to the good part of this show, man. I don't know who, if I got anybody with me tonight. I know I got the production manager with me, so production manager, we getting ready to go ahead and turn up. If any of the other co-hosts are out here tonight, go ahead and bring them on to the show. I don't know who's in the building. Don't really care because we can even turn up because it's fucking
nobody
funny.
Care about your punk ass either.
Oh, what it do, pimp ass nigga? What it do?
Fuck it, I got some timely dates.
Bro, what it do, pimp ass? Listen, pimp ass nigga. I know what I said. Mm-hmm. I know some of y'all ain't used to hearing those types of words out of our mouth, but I'm telling y'all right now, we taking our clothes off now.
See, look, there you go. There you go.
What?
There you go. There you go.
D, why we can't, first of all, nigga, turn down the noise you got in the background.
I'm at work, man. I can't turn it down.
Well, listen, I ain't got one of them no more.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
I heard that one, man. I see, but you've been talking that I'm retiring shit anyway, so.
Yeah, see, here's the thing that people don't understand. It's not about retiring. It's about how they treat you on your way out the door.
Okay.
And I didn't get treated fairly on my way out the door. So now, see, I thought about this, right? See, I thought about this. And I thought about this, and I said, some people don't know how petty I really am.
Oh,
huh? So I said, Donald, you know how you're gonna be petty? You're gonna be petty the same way that they was petty.
Yeah.
See. I'm gonna be that next level. I'm gonna be that next level 50 Cent petty. Just when you thought you couldn't get no more, I'm gonna give him just a little bit more. But anywho, D, we should have get into some ignorant shit tonight. So I wanted to let the world know, because since I'm starting off with new things and I got to introduce the world to the world how I want the world to introduce me to the world, we're going to do something different tonight. So here's a song that I want the world to now recognize me as. If you bring me to your show, if you bring me to your city and you ask me to do a show, you have to play this song before I come on stage. Like, I will not come on stage if you don't play this song. This is now my official "You Can Bring Me on the Stage" song. If you don't bring me out to this stage, then I don't want to hear your mouth. I don't want to hear what you got to say. But this is what I want to hear when you bring me out. Like, I want this song specifically right here. Like, if you can't bring me out to this.
Turn around, 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 tur
I know you was on somebody dance floor doing something disrespectful. Did we lose D? I think we lost that black fool. Did we lose D? Y'all know he at work. He trying to get money. D, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I was just walking to the break room to come outside, so I had lost.
Oh,
y'all.
Nigga, sound like you walking down the corridors of death.
Listen, man, listen. I'm at work, bro. I mean, I understand, you know. I got to, you know, I had to show up one of these times. I ain't got shit to do today, so.
Well, you know, you could do whatever you want to do, old fella. I'm not telling you not to get to your money. I'm just saying you can do whatever you want to do there, old fella.
I'm getting to my money while I'm fucking with you right now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, while you fucking with me. Oh, that's what she said. Mm. How was your week? I'm finna be a real gentleman night like right now, man. I was about to do some gentleman.
You said how was my week? My week was going all right until I seen you with no fucking shirt on.
Bro, why you hating?
I gotta figure out the algorithm. To get you off my motherfucking page or something, man, because I ain't going to delete you. We cool. But I got to figure out something, man. I'm getting tired of looking at the shit and then, boom, you got no goddamn shirt on.
Dwayne, all you got to do is unfollow me. You ain't got to follow me if you don't want to see this nice, beautiful smile. And this nice throat, these nice pectorals.
Listen, I don't want to know nothing about you. I don't want to know nothing about this throat. None of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see the taco meat. I don't want to see none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. First off, sir, ain't no taco meat up here. My chest is completely shaved, sir. Don't be lying to the ladies about what I look like now. I'm sexy on Tuesday.
I don't give a fuck. When you sexy? I don't care.
Listen, man. I girl helling out, man. She got some teeth playing with her, and she talking to some doctors about some things. So she might be missing in action for a little bit, y'all. So y'all keep our girl in prayer as she's getting her life back together. You know, it's hard trying to be around all this handsomeness that is me and Dwayne, and then be a lady and come try to hang out with us. You know, it's hard on the body.
You crazy,
bro. You know she gonna cuss me smooth the fuck out when she come back, right?
I know. And guess what I'm gonna do? I ain't gonna be on it. I'm gonna listen to it too. You know what I mean?
You're supposed to be my boy. How you gonna do me like that?
I'll hit him up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I hit on the book or the gram. You know what I mean? But you know, I'll tell him, look, you can't talk to him like that. So
Sometimes you gotta grab a girl by the monkey and just tell her shut the fuck up. All right, y'all. I'm going to take y'all back with this one. This song right here that I'm going to play, Dwayne going to be mad at me a little bit tonight because we're going to play a little bit of all type of all over the place craziness. But this song right here, man, when I first heard this song, I was in the club grabbing on girls' butts. So if you feel some type of way about this song, that's your fault. It's Friday night. You should be in the club grabbing on some butts. So get ready to go grab on some butts.
You're nuts.
You a jar, you sideboard. Ball and G. Shit. Tipping,
Show, because y'all know we're getting ready to get back into the real stuff that is the real Big Bap and Friends show. So we're going to take it all the way back to 2008 when we did our very first podcast. If you don't know how we used to do this when we do our very first podcast, we're going to do real quick, we're going to take care of our promotional commercial break, and we're going to do Black History is World History, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna do something real sexy. If you ain't been a friend of Big Bap and Friends, y'all gonna miss this when we come back, and we're gonna come back right after we do this quick commercial break. So, production manager, please run the Ash Emporium commercial real quick, and we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium LLC. Providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Today's Black History is World History is a shout out to a woman who taught me the importance of sitting back and actually living. A woman who gave me the mindset to understand that life is more than just going out and saying things, but going out and actually tangibly being able to do stuff. She taught me that as a man, you had to work with your hands. You had to go out and till the land. You had to come in. You had to preserve things for your family. She was a double leg. She had a garden in her backyard. Every single morning, she would get up and make breakfast using a potbelly stove. Every morning, the workers would drop off their clothes, and she would wash their clothes by hand in the old wash buckets, the steel wash buckets, where you had to wash the hands through, and you had to scrub it. And then you had to crank it back through, and then you had to dry it back off, and then you had to put another bucket of water in there to rinse all that out, and then do that whole process all over again. And you had to do that process several times on several different things just so you could get all of the laundry for the day completely clean. And then go hang it up on the back on the backyard, and then when it get done in the middle of the day, pull it back down and iron all those things crisp. So the next day's workers could get done. And while the clothes was on the back of the laundry, on the back of the line hanging in the laundry, we would sit on the porch and we would shell peas and shuck corn and scale thin catfish and cut up vegetables and core fruits and make preservatives and make biscuits and make breads and make jams and make things. And people wondered why when I went into the military to learn how to cook, I already knew how to cook. I already understood how to clean vegetables, already understood how to cut vegetables the right way, understood how to light a fire properly. And then I took those skills and I elevated them, and I went on to be a government contractor, and I traveled the world because of skills that a lady who was in her late 80s and a W amputee taught a young boy at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old how to do. And she taught me that the greatest thing that a man could do is learn how to show patience with everything that he comes in contact with. That you can react fast, but it'll hurt you. But if you take the time to look at those around you and assess the situation around you and love on those people and love on those people who have been hurt, who have been chastised, who have been downtrodden, that you could give them reliable skills that they could go on and take the rest of their lives. And I molded and I mentored men in her honor. A woman whose legacy lives on every day. Every time that I cook anything, the legacy of the basic skills that she taught me in the kitchen lives on every single day, from hot water cornbread and a cast iron skillet on the top of the wood-burning stove. Oh, my God. Just took me back. Whether it be the white kind or the yellow kind, she taught me how to make both. How you can't have perfect biscuits if you don't put buttermilk in them. I don't care what anyone says. You can have all right biscuits with anything else, but perfect biscuits have buttermilk in them. Made from scratch that morning. So Grandma Nanny, on this day, we coin Black History's World History after you, because you've already gone, you've already left this earth, and we want to give you. Times we get so caught up in the people who we've never met, whose inventions have never touched our lives, things that have never done anything directly for us. We give so many accolades to people who have not tangibly given us a real tool or a real gift. We misuse those people. We get all the resources from them, and we don't go back and thank them. So between tonight and when you get up in the morning, the first person to give you a true, tangible gift that you can actually use, that you actually are still using to this very day in your life, go find that person and go tell them thank you. Write a Facebook post, a Twitter post if you're friends with them on social media. If it's Snapchat or TikTok, snap it or dance it out. I don't know what the fuck TikTok does. I don't know. Like, I don't follow none of these trends. Fuck y'all. I'm old and lazy at this point. Let's show love, man. Let's honor our greats. Let's honor our ancestors tonight. On this Friday night, as we turn the fuck up with Big Bap and Friends, because, oh, we finna turn the fuck up. Y'all finna shake some whole donkey cheeks around this bitch tonight fucking with me. But let's love on some people. Let's stop acting like we got here all by ourselves. Because I can guarantee you, nobody got there all by themselves. You didn't. You weren't the only person who just did this, and now all of a sudden you are the greatest person that ever lived, and nobody else has ever lived before you. Okay? So, this song right here that I'm about to play, this was really kind of my story when I was a kid. Like, this was one of my favorite songs growing up. And the reason why it was one of my favorite songs growing up is because I just experienced a lot of things with this song. So I'm going to throw back an old classic for y'all real quick as we take this next commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to come back with what day it is. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You should get to bed. I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Yeah, man. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people all the time and live life slow, when laws were stern and justice good, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we wanna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dance. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another, and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who wasn't deep in the cover. The cops grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, "He's chill, boy, no need to study." Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. The little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, "Why'd you hit me?" The barrel said straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kitty thought to figure. How do you hear if I pull this trigger?
So he cold dashed and ran around a box top radio into one of a lady cops. He ran by a tree, then he saw his sister. Ducked for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building, ran up the stairs up to the top floor, opened up a door, there, guess who he saw? Dave, the old tree shooting, young who don't know, screaming over the door, so hurry up, run! The dope people back up, spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was top floor over, and he dipped into a car, a soldier, Nova, raced up the block to 83, crashed into a tree near university, escaped alive, though the car was battered, red a dad sat in and all the cops scattered, ran out of the city, killed that static, grabbed the pregnant lady, the automatic. Pointed out ahead, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cop, "Back off, for honey, he's dead." Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only 17 in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, a still here, his scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow way, your soul is
cast. Good night. Talk about the walk. Talk about it.
That Uncle Donald is really weird. Anyways, guys, let's get back to the show. We are getting ready to jump into what day it is. I can see it's not loaded up for me here, so let me go and get thing that I need to get because I think the production manager went to sleep on me. So let's go get what day it is together. I don't even know what today is, guys. Like, that's why I be telling people, like, fuck, it's Friday. What day is it? May the 14th. May the 14th. May the 4th be with you. If you don't know what that is, then you know your mama's a man. You don't deserve any chocolate chip cookies, no brownies, no what of man. Oh yeah, man! Congratulations, y'all. While I'm getting everything set, man, congratulations to the production manager for starting her own business, Uppity Edibles. If you haven't had. Oh, my God, I'm choking. I'm over here dying. If you haven't had it, if you haven't tried it, man, please reach out to her. We are launching her now, getting her started. I'm so proud of her. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, because just so she don't say, well, you know, you be putting me on the spot. I'm just going to say my black person is dope tonight is going to be none other than my spouse. So if you feel some type of way, then at 10:15, just when we come out of that commercial break, just go ahead and don't listen to the show for like about 8 minutes, because that's my black person that's dope tonight. But y'all need to hear why she's dope. Like, everybody always talks about why other people is dope. I'm going to talk about why she's dope. So, production manager, if you got anybody out there who's listening tonight that should really hear about who you are, tonight is a good night for you to actually go and share the link with those people. So when we come back out of that break, they'll be able to hear something about you, because it's pretty fucking dope, man. All right, so let's get into a couple of days, because I want to do yesterday. Yesterday was National Apple Pie Day, so happy National Apple Pie Day. National Frog Jumping Day, like most black folks don't really play like with frogs like that unless they're kids or it's in their job. And then today is National Crouton Day. Bitch, look at a motherfucking nigga. Listen, y'all ain't finna believe this shit. And y'all gonna act like I just made this shit up and like I already knew. I had no fucking deal. I am reading these today. So, baby, listen. May the 14th is National Decency Day. And I chose to be decent today because there are several people that I wanted to go up to them today, and I wanted to use my tongue in every way possible to hurt their entire motherfucking feelings and say, motherfuck you. I hope you burn in hell, you stupid motherfucker. But I didn't. I didn't go all Samuel L. Jackson on them. I promise you I didn't. I acted more like Puffy. I didn't take a lot of love. I gave a lot of love. I really don't know if that's the right way to even say Puffy, because I don't know which position he play in. So I'm going to move on, because I don't know Puffy like that. And I don't want Puffy fans coming after me, because, you know, yeah, they special like that. Today is National Dance Like a Chicken Day. I ain't doing that. I'm sorry. Now, Elizabeth, when she can talk, might be able to convince me to do that one. That is about the only person that could possibly get me to do the National Dance Like a Chicken. I'm not doing that one. So, yeah, if y'all convince my daughter to get me to do that one, y'all are good. Okay, today is National Underground America Day. I don't really know how I feel about that one. Like, first of all, anything underground for black folks always supposed to end with the World Railroad when we're talking about America. So y'all going to have to give us a little bit more clarity on that one. I'm not going to go read it, so I don't really care, but I'm just not happy with that one. But this last one, let me tell y'all ladies something. Ladies, if you haven't met a man, I ain't going to just talk to the ladies on this one. I'm going to talk to the ladies and the fellas, because it's going to get real intimate real quick. If you've never met a man or a woman from the state of North Carolina, let me tell you, the greatness that is the state of North Carolina. This next national day, I think, should have been founded in the state of North Carolina. If it wasn't, it's disrespectful, because I'm going to talk about a day that is oh so special to me, because I just said it earlier in the last segment. This is a national day that I think that they got right. I am happy that I made reference to this national day earlier. I think this national day should be done in the state of North Carolina. This will be on my calendar. Next year, I am telling you, this time next year, that is all that I'm going to make is this item on May the 14th. I'm going to make it in every variation that I can think of, but I'm going to make a whole lot of it. And here's what today is. Today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Jesus, I couldn't have been more on point and in the spirit of what God wanted me to get out to the masses today. Because, baby, let me tell you something. If you've never been to the great state of North Carolina, let me tell you what you're going to find when you go to a fast food restaurant like Bojangles or Hardee's. See, when you go to most restaurants, you got people who show up early to cut up the vegetables, to fry some shit, to prep some shit. But when you go to North Carolina and you go to a fast food restaurant such as Hardee's or Bojangles or any chicken place, you got a person who comes in first thing in the morning, and all they start doing is making buttermilk biscuits from scratch. Not open up no plastic and slide it on no tray and put it in the oven and start calling it food. No, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Production manager, while we're doing this, get the birthdays for the last week together so we can go into that. But I got to talk about these biscuits right now because I'm having a moment with these biscuits right now. Because I'm telling you right now, it is nothing like getting a perfectly buttered buttermilk biscuit first thing out the oven. I don't really care if you put anything on it. You can put honey on the top. You can put jam in the middle. You can add sausage, bacon, egg, cheese. I really don't give a fuck. But that biscuit, Lord have mercy. You can put gravy on the top. You can give me some juice and or water to the side. You can put a little syrup for Dunkin'. If you want to get me really country, throw some old Karo syrup on the side. If you want to go real country, give me some maple syrup I can't think. Y'all know what I'm about to say. You know, molasses, yes. Oh, my God, I just got fat thinking about food. Whew, we just had a whole sermon about biscuits, y'all. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to take y'all down, but I had a moment because, I took my wife to the great state of North Carolina. She said, why don't you live at home? I said, baby, you'd be big as a house. She said, what? I said, not only do we make good food in restaurants and fast food, everybody in my family can cook. Quite well, I might add. Like, I don't mean like a little cook. See, cooking, some people are blessed with. Other people are not. Cooking is something that my family does well. Cooking is something that my family does to the utmost wonderfulness of the ability that is them. So I'd like to say thank you to all the people who showed up, who showed out, and who cooked their ass off in the great state of North Carolina. So I'm going to tell y'all, if you now tell me that you can cook, listen. Now, here's what I need you to understand. I have now launched my business. We're going to do birthdays here in a second, but I need the people to hear this. SEB Catering has been registered as an EIN for quite some time. This is not new. But I finally incorporated my business in the state of Florida so I could open up a bank account and do all the stuff that the government and the people say you can do when you let them know that you do business, right? So I'm done that. I'm legal. As they say on paper, I'm legal. So here's what I told people, because everybody was like, oh, well, I mean, what does that mean? If you having something and you don't invite me, you're not my friend and or I don't like you no more. Just know that now. If you having something, if I see a gathering and you do something and you don't invite me but you say we friends, I'm going to unfriend you and I'm going to block you and I'm going to remove your number because I'm petty. I need y'all to understand just how petty I am. Don't have an event. You better say, hey, listen, right now the only thing that you can say to me right now is I already paid my deposit or I've already paid for something and I didn't know you was legal. Oh. I don't even know what I just saw. Okay. All right. So let's get into some birthdays. Okay. May the 11th, we had Minister Louis Farrakhan and Blac Chyna. Let me say this about Farrakhan, y'all. Some of y'all going to say y'all don't like Farrakhan or y'all whatever. I'm not Muslim, But I'm going to sit here and tell y'all this. A lot of things that Farrakhan said was not a lie. So you can feel how you want to feel about Farrakhan. That's on you. Also, we got Black China on May the 11th. I don't really know her. I heard her name a lot. I see her name dropped a lot, but I don't know nothing about Black China. I don't know what she's famous for. I don't know what she does. So, you know, if somebody want to call the show and kind of enlighten me about who she is, then cool, I'll take that. May the 13th, the late, the great Stevie Wonder's birthday is May the 13th. So let's love on that guy. May the 14th, we got Raphael Sadiq, Shanice, Woody McClain, and Frank Gore. Frank Gore was a bad boy. Like, if you don't know who Frank Gore is as a running back, you don't really deserve to talk football, so go sit down. But let me do a couple of shout-outs to that situation, though, because I want to shout out, man, a couple of persons. My homegirl Tiffany just had her birthday. My nephew's birthday is right around the corner. My grandmother's birthday is tomorrow. There's a lot of birthdays for me in May, man. Like, so my family is May deep. So if I didn't shout you out, if I didn't show you any love, if I didn't tell you happy birthday, it wasn't on purpose. Just know that, bruh, I'm busy, man. I can't remember everybody, but I'll be trying to think about y'all. But y'all don't even be calling me. Like, y'all only know me when I show up or when I do something. And I don't want to do nothing. I just want to sit around. And I just want to be fat, and I just want to rub on big booties and take a nap. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is one of my favorite songs, man. I love this dude, but I've actually been in this situation of the song that I'm about to play about several times. And here was the coolest part about it, though. Like, man. Like, when I had a girl who had a girlfriend, like, that was always, like, one of the sexiest things that could ever happen, because I just enjoyed watching their relationship. It was pretty fucking dope. So we'll be right back. Young Dro featuring T.I., My Girl Got a Girlfriend.
Can't stand to get punches, man. They think people were fearful, man. They didn't want to kill themselves, man. Y'all come to quick, man. They don't care.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm up for
the
man.
You got the time.
Yeah, man, my nigga C-Gun on the beat.
Let's do it,
man.
I'm up
for the girl, man. Girl, man. Passing by your city. I get quiet and what's your
Thursday, we took it home. Friday, we took it home. Now we bring it to the tell you we're drunk. Drinking till we're drunk, living on the edge of the river. Yellow beer, yellow beer, yellow chip, yellow chip. Bitch, you got to see a little bit of that. Yellow girl, yellow girl, yellow girl. Who the gay, who the bitch? Come on, baby, bitch, you know you're right. What you gonna say? Take your friend, it's all in the way. Make a pop, brush your bitch. Make a bitch, bring the charge. Show that all I'm part of you.
Disrespectful.
when you are going through, when you are hurting, when you are frustrated, when you are sad, when you are angry, when you are happy, when you are confused, when you are scared, when you are frustrated, when you don't know what the fuck is going on, when you just want to go hide away from the world, tell your mate, tell the person that is supposed to be your best friend. Tell the person that's supposed to be your confidant. I don't understand relationships anymore. And I say this because me and my wife was having a great conversation one day. And she said, when did you know that you were supposed to be my wife? That's basically the conversation that we was having. And I told her, I said, when I knew you were my ultimate best friend. People are confused. And let me say this, America. I need y'all to hear this. Y'all give sex the same value that y'all give friendship, and they're not equal. Y'all give spirituality the same value that y'all give friendship, and they're not equal. Y'all give business endeavors the same value that y'all give friendship, and they're not equal. They're not close to being equal. They're not even in the same stratosphere. My wife is my ultimate best friend. I don't care if I do 7,000 things in a day. In between each of those 7,000 things that I'm going to do, she's going to hear from me. I don't care if someone texts me and said, hey, would you like to suck on my vagina? After I get done responding to whatever response it is that that girl just sent me, guess who I'm going to text? I'm going to go text my wife. Guess who I'm going to go call? I'm going to go call my wife because at the end of the day, that is my best friend. There is nothing that I need to do in my life that I need to hide from her. There's only two people in my entire life who knows the code to my cell phone. That is my wife, who is my ultimate best friend, and my best friend, who's my best friend. That's it. Anybody else who needs the code to my phone, if they don't know me personally, they'll never figure it out because it's some random-ass numbers. Why are y'all in relationships when y'all don't even like the person? Oh, they got a nice car? Okay. Ooh, they bought a house? Ooh, okay. Ooh, they got a 401k? Ooh, they trade Forex? Ooh, they work for the state? Ooh, they work for the federal government? Ooh, they work for the school board? Ooh, they work for the school district. Ooh, they work for Google. Ooh, they work for the police department. Ooh, they work for the military. But it's about your soul, you old hoe-ass nigga. Y'all got all this shit, but y'all don't got no soul. Y'all don't got no heart for your fellow man. Y'all don't got no love for the person next to y'all. Y'all don't got no empathy. But y'all want to sit back and tell everybody how great y'all are materialism-wise. Y'all want to tell everybody how great y'all are relationship-wise when it comes to being in a relationship that's toxic, but you won't even stop to love on people just for the sake of loving on people. Y'all won't stop and slow down so a baby can cross the street. Y'all won't stop and slow down so a special needs kid in your community can be loved on. But we continue to talk and tell everybody how great we are. We continue to act as if people aren't important. We continue to act like everything that we have is the greatest and there's nobody that can be greater than us. And if that is who you are, I don't want you in my life. If that is who you want to be, I'd rather not. Okay with being the person who's not the greatest. I don't have to be number one in everything. This is not, my life is not a competition. I'm trying to make it every 24 hours. I'm trying to make sure that my family makes it every 24 hours. I'm trying to find peace with myself and with others. I'm looking for understanding within me, looking for better mental health. I'm looking for overall peace, prosperity, and positivity in my life. And y'all are fighting. I'm not understanding anymore, black folks. White folks, Latino folks, why are we angry? Who are we mad at? What has happened in our day that we wake up every day and we're on full fucking tilt? We are mad when we get in the car. People ask me, why don't you want to own a car? Everybody's angry behind the damn wheel. Everybody got road rage now. I remember when they talked about road rage, and now everybody has it. I'd rather not drive. I'd rather ride a bike. People ask me, why don't you go out to restaurants and eat? I said, have you had my cooking? Why would I pay for restaurant quality food when I can make everything that the restaurant can make? And I can do it better. And I can make it healthier. And it can still have taste. Why would I? Who are you? When you go out there to apply for that job, who are you? When you go tell those people that you demand a promotion, who are you? Who are you? How important are you to you? What makes you go? What shows you love? What entertains your spirit? What makes you feel like you are a complete person? I don't know the answer to that. I don't want to know the answer to that. Like, I'm not interested in knowing the answer. What I'm interested in is you being better today. You being better tomorrow, you being better the day after, you being better the day after that, you being better the day after that, you being the better after the day after that, and better. Not just surviving, but getting it. Really, really getting it. All right, man, we getting ready for the Hot Girl Summer, so I'm going to bring this song back because a lot of people got mad at this song when this song first came out. There was a lot of controversy about this song, but if you got a wet ass pussy and you listening to the show tonight, tag me and say, "Bap, I'm doing my thing." Don't say wet ass pussy because I don't want them to be offended at you. But just tag me, tag my name, and say on your page, "I'm doing my thing," while we take this quick commercial break.
Look at my eyes, she is wet, look at the vibe. Sign me up, look at I'm surprised, that's foreplay. I wear disguise, I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this lyrical vibe. Make it scream, make me scream, I don't pull it, make it clean. I don't cook clean, but let me tell you, I got the dream.
Double me, swallow me, strip down inside of me. Put a chunk out for you, let it get inside of me. I'm sure I'm gonna put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I'm burnt down long before I have a nigga running me. I feel shit, psycho deal. Get for a call while you ride that dick. You really ain't never got a phone for a thing. You already made it mine, man. Boy, Shane, I get your boo. Can your coat, put this wet ass pussy. Keep on a phone, just for pictures, put this wet ass pussy. Take my two wishes just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Not make you rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a handy drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden stink, I need a green coke. I'm with a hook in it, hope it lean over.
You got some money, then that's where I'm headed. CA1, just take his credit. He got a beard when I'm trying to wet it. I never taste my, he's diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna grow. I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's stringing the back of my throat. My head can be fire, but now he's just funny. It's going and flying, it's coming outside, y'all. Right on that stand, the cars behind me. I throw his mic and I heat on the sign me.
Y'all, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leeches. Switch my way, make him feel like a G-10. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eats it. If he ate my ass, he's a bottle feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like. Hanging, just fuck me and ask who's busy when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
When you end a bad relationship, when you know you left that relationship and you wanted to choke that motherfucker, you can't go have a boyfriend or a boo tomorrow. Like, you need a whole ship, at least the length or at least half the length of whatever that relationship was. If y'all was together for 3 years, you need a year and a half of hoeing. If y'all was together for five, you need 2.5 years of hoeing. If y'all was together for 10, you might need 5 years of hoeing to heal. America, listen. Heal. America, let me come in a little close. Let me give you my Marsha Ambrosia, my Mariah Carey, my Raheem Devon, my Prince, my Jade, my En Vogue, my SWV, my Escape. Heal, baby. It's okay. Sometimes the only way that you can heal is you got to get butt naked, lay at the edge of the bed, and have a perfectly good stranger eat your pussy. Don't give him no dick and kick him out the house. Don't get his number. Don't text. Matter of fact, don't even do it at your house. Do it at your homegirl house on her bed so she can fight you in the morning. When that nigga show up the next day and ring her doorbell and you ain't there no more. Heal. It's okay. Take a long drive with a dude that you just trying to see if y'all might be cool. Go take a long drive out in the country and let it start sprinkling a little bit in the middle of the spring. And it's not too heavy, but you got that nice dew on the ground and ain't nobody really outside. And go ahead and fuck them in the middle of the grass. Just get butt-ass naked and lay down. And just do it right there. It's okay. Heal. Go to the Battle of the Bands and get drunk and get high and fuck somebody on the back of the pickup truck while everybody watching you. Everybody needs a whole phase. Because here's why I recommend a whole phase. people get into relationships and they introduce themselves using a personal representative. They usually don't tell the person that they're trying to be in a relationship who they really are. They are afraid that they're going to be judged. They're the expectation of, if I say this, I might be judged. It's okay. Not everybody can be a me. When I walk up to you, hey, my name is Donald. I'm married. I have my own businesses, or I do this, or whatever the case may be. Be confident in telling people who the fuck you are. It's okay. It's okay to be yourself. It's okay to be accepted for who you are. It's also okay to not be accepted for who you are. Not everybody's going to understand who you are and the blessing on your life. It took me a long time to understand that. Not everybody's going to get it. They're going to love you and say, ooh, you know, girl, you shouldn't really invite him. You know, he different. People have said that about me my whole life. And then the people who actually hang out with those people are like, girl, listen, I don't know why y'all say don't hang out with him. Y'all need to be hanging out with him. That nigga fun. First off, everybody who's ever said that about me, when people who hang out with me, the first thing they say, Nick, the nigga cook. And he cook an abundance of food. I'm proud of who I am, but I need y'all to start being proud of who y'all are. If your left titty is bigger than your right titty, it's okay. If every time somebody hit it from the back, you queef, that's okay. Niggas like when the pussy fart and talk to them. If you got a little fupa, it's okay. If you used to be 145 and now you 320, it's okay. Niggas like fat bitches too. If you used to be 320 and you 140, nigga like skinny bitches too. If you 5'2", 4'8", 5 foot, niggas like that too. If you 6'2", great, niggas like climbing trees. Like, we got to stop acting like we're not good enough. You might not be good enough for that person that's right there telling you not good enough, but I guarantee you, go out the door and go walk down the street, and I guarantee you somebody else is going to tell you you're good enough. And even if you're not good enough permanently, you might be good enough for the night. Sometimes being good enough for the night is all you need. Sometimes you just need a nut. You don't want the relationship that they're trying to add to it. It's okay to tell the truth about who you are. I have been in the lifestyle for 20-plus years. I have been a mentor, a coach, and a house regent. When you go look up who I am, my title in the lifestyle is quite massive. But I never bragged on who I was because all y'all dumbass people think it's about fucking and it's about teaching people how to live according to the lifestyles that they choose to be in. Now, do I know how to fuck? Yes, ma'am. I'm quite good at it. But let's not act like I don't got the accolades and the titles that I need to have. Listen, I guarantee you, I have a slogan. If I eat your pussy, I'm guaranteed to be in your top three for life. I'm confident in who I am and what I say I can do. But none of that matters if I don't live according to the lifestyle that I told myself that I am in. Y'all want to act like y'all are a part of everything and then act like y'all nothing at all, and I'm confused. Because people like me who choose to live a very specific lifestyle, we are beat up on, maligned. We are disadvantaged. We're disenfranchised by people who don't even want to do it the right way. I don't like Christianity because Christians don't Christian the right way. If you are Christ-like, then that means y'all are trying to be like Jesus. Jesus didn't believe in the church. So why the fuck are you calling yourself a Christian sitting in a building? That nigga flipped over tables and chairs because he was angry. Y'all go sit down in them bitches and be angry in the bitch. Confused. I'm not Muslim because I don't believe in half the shit these niggas be lying about. I'm not because I don't believe in half the shit these niggas be lying about. I'm not Republican or Democrat because I don't believe in half the shit these niggas be lying about. Y'all constantly get lied to the face and then tell other people that they wrong for not believing in the shit that y'all believe in, and y'all are getting lied to. Let me give you two truths. Either we fucking or I'm jacking off. That's a fact. Let me give you another truth. Either you cooking or I'm cooking. I'm still going to eat. Fact. Either we working out together or I'm going to work out by myself. Fact. Fact. I'm going to get up the next day and try to get to some money. Fact. The next day I'm going to try to be a better husband and a better father. Fact. These are facts. Today, a man who has watched me be a father for 2 years stopped in the middle of the road and said, man, bro, you deserve the Father of the Year award. And I said, what? He goes, man, I watch you with your daughter, man. I just wish half the fathers around this neighborhood would be as active. He goes, it's not that you go and take your daughter for walks. He goes, but you interact with her. You put her first every time we see you. You're putting her and your wife first. You get up and you go on walks with your entire family, and you listen. He goes, I've seen your wife talk to you, and you have nothing to say, and you're just listening to every word that comes out of her mouth. He goes, and I've heard y'all conversation. Sometimes I want to be like, bitch, you wrong. This is what this man said to me. He stopped. I was walking with my daughter. I was proud of myself. Because the actions that I am as a man is reflecting around the men who are around me and they see me. That is the righteousness of a man, not the fact that he goes and sits in the pews of a fucking church and pays tithes to a pastor who's cheating on his wife consistently. But the fact that I'm there, time, and that I'm in the moment and I'm there. I'm not placating them. My wife doesn't even realize that most of the times when we go walking, I put my phone on the charger and I give her my undivided attention. And then I come back and I get my phone and I put my phone back in my pocket. And then I still go complete my step count, but I make sure she got hers in first. See, you don't have to tell a woman that you're looking out for her best interest. You look out for it first. For men to take back our place in the community, we have to be the staple. Women are being the leaders because so many men want to be bitches. We want to act like the mantle of leadership wasn't bestowed upon us. You can't say you Christian. You can't say you Muslim. You can't say you all of these different things that you don't believe in, and you don't believe that the man is the head of the household and he should govern himself accordingly. But that's what y'all believe in. And I just believe in as the man my family should have because I woke up. My family should have because I'm breathing. My family should have because I am. I'm not impressed with money. I'm not impressed with assets. I'm not impressed with just whatever. What I am impressed with is love, understanding, compassion. We'll be back after this quick commercial break.
Welcome to our now online at www.nathan.com. The site is strictly for the sun.
Catering, where we keep our meat nice, fresh, and juicy. Wait till you experience having our meat in your mouth. People Are Dope is a segment that I wanted to do because I wanted to take the moment to honor people who are alive, people who are still on earth, people that we know, people that we have relationship with. And the person I'm going to talk about tonight, I'm not going to talk about them from the standpoint of just being my spouse. I'm going to talk about a little journey. And I met this woman in 2014. We met in a group. We were both added to the group. We were both added with the designation of helping this group grow on Facebook. And she made a post one day, and the post stood out to me. And so I reached out and asked her if she was good. And she wasn't. And we talked. And in the midst of talking and listening and communicating, and, you know, we talked for damn near 72 hours the first time we ever got on the phone. And it became my best friend. She became somebody that I didn't hesitate to tell what was going on in my life. I had no fear about letting her know what was going on in my life. Because she's a wonderful person. This is a person who has endured tragedy. This is a person who's endured pain. This is a person who's endured suffering, mental anguish, physical and verbal. She didn't back down. She never said she wasn't good enough. She may have questioned. She never said it. This is a person who has ascended in places that is above some people's minuscule imagination. This is a person who at every turn has shot an odd me, and that's not an easy feat to do. This is a person who stands head and shoulders above most people who think that they're in competition with her. She asked me, why did you marry me? And the answer was equal. Not the answer was simple. The answer was equal. There had never been a woman on earth that I had ever met in my life that I felt was my complete equal before I met her. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, psychologically, metaphysically. Not once did I ever question her, doubt her, or have any disbelief in her. She is the epitome of what building looks like. She is not afraid to be great. She's not afraid to struggle. She's not afraid to help. And saying all of that, after getting married and after she had my daughter, one of the biggest things that I realized was she wasn't happy with herself. She didn't like who she'd become. She didn't like who she saw herself to be. Now, I know most people would say, oh, that's a selfish thing and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't say it that way. So I encouraged her to seek therapy. And she did. And we talked about her therapy. See, I apologize, guys. But we talked about her therapy sessions, and we went for walks, and we had great, deep, emotional conversations. I mean, gut-wrenching. The kind that most people run away from. We had very deep conversations. And at that point, I still wasn't satisfied with the help that she was getting. I felt like she could get deeper. And so I reached out to my personal best friend, Ms. Tanya Lewis, nurse practitioner. Also, life coach, certified trained at the VA hospital. And she also has her own business called Motivation Magnified. It's a family-based therapy. Black woman, black owned. And I reached out to my best friend, and I said, best friend, I said, my wife needs you. And she goes, what? I said, my wife needs you. I love you. And I love my wife. I said, but my wife needs you. She needs a woman who can reach her only where a woman can and help her. And help her build back herself, her confidence, her self-worth, and her belief within who she is as a woman and as a mother and as a wife. But most importantly, in her. She says, okay. I said, okay. I said, how much does that cost? And she says, I got a class coming up. Put her in this class. And we did. And I didn't get involved. I never called my best. Matter of fact, I told my best friend when they were going to do therapy that I was going to actually not talk to my best friends. I separated myself from my best friend. And I love my best friend. My best friend and I, we are like 2-3-year-old kids fighting every time you see us together. So that's literally us. We literally talk shit to each other the whole time, and it is the greatest relationship that you ever have, because I will go to bat for my best friend. But what you have to understand is your spouse is supposed to be your ultimate best friend. And I struggled to watch someone hurt so bad and so deep. It was the hardest and most uneventful ride that I've ever had to go on in my life. When I say uneventful, none of the events that I would have wished on anybody. But in the midst of everything that she went through in that moment, and in those moments, she came out strong. She came out more beautiful. She came out more potent. She came out more strong and willing to go further. And for people who don't know her, that's a challenge. So I'm thankful. I'm happy that the two greatest women in my life have a wonderful bond, and it's all about help and building each other. The greatest thing that a man can do for his family is give his family a nurturing community to build themselves in. You can do a whole lot of things that have a lot to do with nothing, but how you build your family and how you deliver your family should be the most important thing that a man can ever do. I know y'all brag about all the gold and the jewelry and the things of that nature. But my greatest accomplishment for myself and in my lifetime is that my wife is happy, that she's satisfied, that she's complete, and that she's completely happy with who she is. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Though I have suffered,
crawling be his mind. And then go at home, cause he's all I gotta tell him. Tell him I need him, tell him I love for him.
A couple of days ago, and the young lady's name is Yvonne. Not Yvonne from Ash Emporium. I know who. There's another young lady that I dated some years ago, and her name was Yvonne. And we had a very beautiful conversation a couple of days ago. And one of the things that she said to me, she says, Donald, she says, one of the best things that I ever could have did was date you. And I asked her, why? She goes, you weren't the perfect boyfriend. She goes, I don't want you to get any stretch of the imagination of thinking that you were the perfect boyfriend. She said, there were multiple days that I probably should have just punched you dead smack in your fucking face. She says, but the time, attention, and dedication that you show to me, the energy that you put into showing love to me, made me understand what a man should give to me. And even though technically I am still a single woman today, my son, who is now 21 years old, I taught him everything that you showed me in the brief period of the time that we dated. We only dated for like 7-8 months. It wasn't a long dating process for me and her. It was very short. I'm proud of myself. the word of tonight, for tonight, is prom. On April the 27th, I turn 40 years old. I have four sisters who are completely successful. None of my sisters are married. Not my oldest sister, not my second sister after me, not my third sister, not my baby sister. Four independent women who are either single or have partners in their lives, who at the end of the day, they have told those men that if you want to be here because you want to. Don't be here because you think you have to. I am raising my daughter to believe in that same principle. I taught my sons that the most important thing that you could do is to treat a woman with reverence and respect. Be patient, be kind, be understanding, be gentle, be forceful, be dominant, be understanding. I'm proud. If I was to die today, the legacy that I would leave behind in my personal life, in my business life, I'm proud. The people that I've touched, the hands that I've held, the phone conversations that I've had, the individuals who thought that their life was over, the people who were left for dead in despair, the people who called me at 2 o'clock in the morning because they didn't know if anybody else would answer the phone, but they figured I would be up. I'm thankful that I've done everything that I've done in my life to this moment. I'm proud. Because I didn't have to. And they didn't have to choose me. But because we did choose each other and all of those processes, these people are stronger, better, wiser, more equipped for today and tomorrow. I tell so many people, why do you do what you do when everything that you do takes away from someone else or hurts someone else? I don't do anything that I do because I want to boast myself. I do it because I don't want anything from anybody, but I want everybody around me to be happy and succeed. If you're not rooting for the person next to you, you're the selfish motherfucker. Nothing wrong with going after what's yours. If you feel like you deserve a promotion, apply. Nothing wrong with that. But if you didn't do anything, why are you the first person to destroy the person next to you? Why are our mothers and our fathers the first person that destroys our dreams? Why are our husbands and our wives the first persons to destroy the possibilities of a wonderful future? Because of their limitations and lack thereof of growth. From their fears and their inabilities and their incapabilities and their insecurities. Why? Why are we forced to subjugate ourselves to the lessness that is the person to our left? I refuse to be that person. And I refuse to teach that type of mentality and personality. I teach ferocity. I teach bravery. I teach integrity. Your mind is the ability of your growth. Your hands are the tools of your growth. And your mouth is the life that is your growth. I believe that. I believe that to the core of my spirit. So who are you? That's the first question that I've ever asked myself. On the road of healing, the road of therapy, the very first question that I truly ever asked myself was, who am I? What do I bring? What do I add? What am I to this situation? If the world ended today, if my life ended today, what do I add? Where are you at?
Crypto.com, Visa card.
Where are you at? Who do you become? So on tonight's night, as we end the night, I tell you thank you. I tell you thank you for being everything that you could be, will be, and is going to be. I'm going to leave y'all with this video that I saw today. I don't know when it came out, but I loved it. Like, it really touched me instantly. So if you haven't heard this song yet, it's Where You Come From. It's Bougie Bonton, Clapton, and Bounty Killer. Songs produced by DJ Khaled. Enjoy it. Ahala.
Don't know who to trust most of them.
Under my dome,